Corporations are flush with cash right now. The stock market's booming. Job creation isn't. Over the last 10 years, AT&T has paid an average tax rate of 8% a year.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics like booming Bose speakers, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. Call 800-BUY-DELL. Order by December 20th and choose free expedited shipping for delivery by December 22nd. Some exceptions apply. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans are celebrating the final passage of a sweeping GOP tax bill. We are still awaiting word when President Trump will sign the bill. Now, Democrats, on the other hand, are still ticked off, including California Congressman Ted Lieu. He says if you live in certain states, get ready to have your taxes increased.
If you live in California, New Jersey, New York, and several other states, your taxes will go up immediately. And then for most Americans, by 2027, all across America, most Americans' taxes will go up because many of these provisions start expiring, but not the corporate tax.
One in three Americans is expected to travel more than 50 miles round trip during the year-end holiday season. That's according to AAA experts. David Petoskey is head of the TSA. He has some tips for travelers if they see anything suspicious.
Well, one of the things that really helps us out a lot is passengers. And passengers who are in a line or in the airport or in a mass transit system, if they see something that just doesn't seem right to them, what we would encourage them to do is to go up to a Transportation Security Administration officer if they see one, or to a police officer who may be nearby, and just mention it to them, because something that doesn't seem right is something that all of us want to investigate a little bit further.
Finally, authorities say there is no evidence of a terrorist link into a car ramming attack Thursday in central Melbourne, Australia that left 19 people injured. The driver was a 32-year-old Australian citizen with Afghan descent, but he did have a history of drug use and mental health issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Guys, we're going to do stuff that only can happen here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're going to talk about taxes and tax reform, and we're going to have fun while we're doing it. I'm not kidding. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a good time. I, like I said, we do things differently here on the program, and we're going to cover this entire tax deal in a much different way than anybody else's. We have touched on tax reform here on the program, and I've mentioned on several occasions that I am not too happy
with the Republican Grand Old Party. The Republican Party, Sam the Eagle.
Remember Sam the Eagle from the Muppets? No. And we've got a Republican Party, not all, but many that seem to think tax cuts is about just shuffling the deck of cards around. Who's going to get taxed? Where can we? Let's play the game of hide the tax. Because we here in Washington, D.C., we can't do without our revenues. Yeah, I think I've mentioned this. I think I might have mentioned it last week on the program. Yeah, the five wealthiest zip codes in the country right now surround Washington, D.C. Yep. A city that does nothing, doesn't build, doesn't create, just collects our money, legislates, they manufacture red tape. They, right now, five wealthiest zip codes in the country surround Washington, D.C. I'm sure our founding fathers would be so proud of that advancement, which is the antithesis of what they wanted, what they designed, what they laid out for us. Fed's first 2 months of this year collected record taxes. Record taxes, yet, of course, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. They still ran a deficit of over $200 billion. That's insane. No, they don't want to do with less. They have no interest in doing with less. Why would they? I mean, I always try to put yourself in other people's shoes. Now, in order to do this, if you want to put yourself in the shoes of the people that live and work in the D.C. area, first and foremost, you have to imagine you had an ethical bypass at birth. Imagine you had an ethical bypass at birth, and you've got all of this taxpayer money that you can take by force, and you can tell people what to do, and you make a fortune doing it. And you get to send your kids to Georgetown Prep, Sidwell Friends, the Landon School, McDonough. You know the ropes here. It's big money. That's D.C. So, again, when we hear that the House and Senate have reached a deal on a final tax cut bill, I'm skeptical. Because we only have broad strokes. I'm going through all of the information as quickly as I can. And I'm going to be able to give a much more thorough assessment. I'm going to be sitting down this weekend. Hey, fun with Markowski this week. I'll be sitting down this weekend with our accounting department, and we're going to be going through this bit by bit. It's not going to be fun. Not going to be fun, but we're going to do it because that's what we do. Anyway, I might be a little bit ornery on Monday. Anyway, so they come up with a deal. We've got ourselves a deal here. What's in this deal? Okay, let's do the broad strokes right here. You got the corporate tax rate down to 21% from 35%. Now, again, I've explained this here on the program. You're getting the left-wing loons out there and others. There's record corporate profits out there and these evil corporations. You're giving them a break. Okay. All right, listen, you mental midgets who think like that, okay? Pay attention. A corporation is nothing more than a tax ID number and a logo. When you want to open up your own business, your own corporation, you go to your state's website and you sign up, you fill up the information, you pay a filing fee, and you get yourself a tax ID number. They don't send you in the mail a packet of magic beans that you throw in the backyard that turns into a money tree where you can pick money off of. Where do businesses generate their revenue? Where do they get their record profits from? Where do they get their money from? The consumer. the client, the customer, the person that utilizes the services that that business provides. Therefore, that business, that corporation, prices those taxes into everything that it sells. So the corporate tax is nothing more than a de facto tax on you, the consumer. You get it? Doesn't matter if the corporate tax is 10, 20, 30, 70, 80. Doesn't make any difference. You pay it. It's part of your bill. And to this day, whenever I explain this to people, I get that glassed over look in their eyes.
Hey, corporations making profits.
Oh my God, merciful, please. This one I like so far, but I have to look further into it. Pass-through businesses creates a 20% business income deduction for owners of pass-through businesses, such as sole proprietorships and partnerships. Good sign. Also repeals the corporate alternative minimum tax. The top individual income tax rate falls to 37% from 39.6%. Okay, this is where I'm starting to get aggravated here, okay? Because you've got so-called Republicans out there that don't like this. Little Marco Rubio from Florida, little Marco doesn't like it. Susan Collins doesn't like it. Marco wants to give a child tax credit. Wants to give a bigger child tax credit out because millionaires don't need a break. Don't understand, Mr. Markowski. Hey, Marco, do us all a favor and just join the Democratic Party because you don't understand this. Again, little Marco's never had a real job in his entire life. He loves to cite his father, who had a real job. He was a bartender again and again and again. Hey, Marco, I was a bartender too. Little Marco seems to think that, you know what, only certain people should get tax cuts, and he, being one of our fearless leaders in Washington, D.C., should decide who gets them and who shouldn't get them. Never mind the fact that the people on the upper end of the spectrum pay the bulk of taxes here in this country. Why shouldn't they? If you're offering tax cuts, why shouldn't they get some too? And for crying out loud, you're going from 39.6 to 37. I wouldn't say that that's exactly huge, little Marco. Susan Collins doesn't like it either. This is the type of class warfare nonsense that's wrecking the country. It really is wrecking the country. This idea, oh, Marco talks about working families. What? What? You mean those people that make, oh, I don't know, $700,000, $500,000, $400,000, $1 million. They don't work. They don't work. Let me tell you something, little Marco. Many of these people are clients of mine, and they work a hell of a lot harder than you do. It's a small business owners out there, doctors, surgeons, accountants, you name it. What, they don't work hard? This is a 7-day-a-week proposition, my friend. Again, maybe you don't understand that. You understand that. Let me tell you something, okay? I used to bartend. Bartending would be a vacation for me. Bartending was one of the best jobs I ever had. It was a piece of cake. It was fun. It would be a bloody vacation, Marco. Working families out there. You know, this is the type of credit. And listen again, this is coming from the Republican Party. No more Republican Party really anymore. It's the Democratic Party from about 30 years ago. That's it. This country shifted to the left. This guy ran for president for crying out loud. Oh, they don't deserve that. What do you mean they don't deserve it? Let me tell you something. Okay? I'm going to go off on a little bit of a rant here. Our firm, and as people listening to this program, no, we help everyone out. It doesn't matter. You're just getting started, and we help you out. But we've got clients that have been with us for decades. We've got people that are well-established. A lot of small business owners out there. Let me tell you something. The billionaires, the people making over $1 million a year, our clients that are making that type of money, when they have a great year and their business expands, what do you think they do? The overwhelming majority of them take that money and usually put it back into their business in some way, shape, matter, form, or buy another business, expand, employ more people. That's why you give tax cuts to people at the top, because they know what to do with the money. They invest it. They help to grow the economy. That's how it works, Marco and Susan Collins and all your other boobs out there that don't seem to understand how the world works. Now, I'm going to take a quick break right here. You know what? We're going to head off in this direction. This might be a bit of a lesson for people out there. But I'm sick and tired of this class warfare nonsense. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I am fired up. We're going to have fun. I promise we're going to have fun talking about this. Not going to all be a lecture. I'm going to actually bring in one of my all-time favorite movies into this one as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That, again, is 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Did you run? My heart went out.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by GSK. Cases and outbreaks of meningococcal disease, or meningitis, continue to be reported on college campuses in the United States. Teens and young adults attending college are at increased risk for meningitis because infectious diseases tend to spread wherever large groups of people gather together. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. para athlete, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. In the United States, 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 survivors will suffer lifelong impact. With many teens and young adults home for the holidays, take 5 minutes to talk to a doctor about the 2 different types of vaccines that help protect against the 5 vaccine preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. So don't break down,
Yeah, I was talking about this on my my daily program, and I often sub-reference on the program, and it was that God, it's a god-awful movie. It was a, in my opinion, it was a great movie, but it's one of those movies you only want to see once. Movie 7. And we were trying to, you know, I was trying to remember exactly what the penalty was. You have to know the movie for Envy. And then I came up with it, and it was the ending of the movie. Thou shall not covet, right? That one of our ten commandments, basic rules here. And I've said this on the program. I said social media has taken, and it's basically taken covet and putting up with the Joneses and keeping up with the Joneses and put it on steroids. It's put it on steroids. And the powers that be, the people in Washington, D.C., that look to keep us fighting amongst ourselves and sending them more and more money, they love this. This is good for them. You know, when Nancy Pelosi comes out and talks about the Republicans and their paymasters, that they're bowing down, they're paying down to their paymasters with this tax bill, they know exactly what they're doing. Fight, 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 fight. Get angry. Get mad at your neighbor. Look at him. Oh, my God. Look at them. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is one of the wealthiest people in Congress. You understand how dumb they must think we are to fall for their crap and to listen to them? Huh? Really? You understand how dumb they must think we are? I hate class warfare. I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. I got clients, like I said, from all walks of life, various different backgrounds. I explain what the majority of my clients that are making that, the people that are in the tax bracket, the people that are in that tax bracket that were paying 39 plus percent, what they do, what they give away. You put more money in their pockets. What are they going to do? They're going to expand the economy. They're going to expand the economy. They're going to hire more people. Wages are going to rise. It really is just that simple. It works every single time it's tried. And then you get some of the people out there that'll say, no, they're going to just go out and buy Ferraris with it. Or they'll go after corporate America. Corporations are just going to buy back stock and pay out more dividends. So what? You mean, oh, you're going to pay out dividends so people will get more money and then they'll go out and do things with it? And this is what bothers me, too. So what? So what if someone earns their money and they decide they want to go out and buy a Ferrari? By the way, yeah, Ferrari is doing record numbers. Record. They can't make enough of the cars. Let me ask you a question. Is that bad? You're going to look at that guy in his fancy car. Look at that lady in her Gucci shoes, her Louis Vuitton shoes. My daughter asked for a pair. And so she wanted a pair of Gucci shoes. I laughed. I said, someday when you are out on your own and you can buy a pair on your own and earn the money on your own, God bless you. You can have a pair. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. What is wrong with you people out there about going out and actually earning things? I need to play a clip from you. This is from... I was thinking about this movie this past week. And I have come to the conclusion. I've come to the conclusion that you're going to get a better economics lesson from the movie Coming to America than you will in most colleges. You're most certainly going to learn more about how the world works and more about the economy from the film Coming to America than you will by listening to Larry Summers, Paul Krugman, Joseph Stiglitz, or any of the other idiots that they parade on CNBC or the other business programs. There are better lessons in that movie than I'm hearing anywhere else. I'm going to play a clip from you. This is Louis Anderson, okay? He was a comedian, in his scene in this movie, basically talking, well, a little bit about advancement in America.
Hello.
Hi. You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys. But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
Just 2 years, eh?
Just 2 years. I am Eddie Murphy. I mean, I'm familiar with the movie. He's actually a prince working at a fast food restaurant. And that pretty much sums up America right there. Oh, don't tell me you can't make it happen, because you can. You can. Oh, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Markowski. You're born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't know me very well, do you? No. I've done all that. I've cleaned toilets. I've bartended. I waited. I've done a zillion different jobs, framed houses. I don't care. I'd do it again. Work is work. Little Marco and all talking about working families. What about all the work that people put in throughout their entire lives to get to where they were? I've been pretty much working 7 days a week since I was 18 years old. Time off on the weekends? That doesn't, that makes us not working, working class, because what? Well, I did swing a hammer. I did push a mop. I did all of those things. Only counts when I was doing them, not the work I did prior to get to where I am today. That's what America's all about there, Marco. This class warfare nonsense has to stop. And again, I'm going to get into the economics of wealth in this country and what it means. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Yes, I got another Coming to America clip coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
We've never been advocates for shutting government down. We're not shutting government down. It's not. Hopefully it's not going to be shut down, and we'll see what their vote is today.
Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi earlier today saying it's all on the Republicans regarding the possibility of a government shutdown. The vote is expected to take place later today. Republican Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania says what he'd like in a new spending bill.
A little bump on the defense side, which we badly need. It's for missile defense and repairing damaged ships, for crying out loud. It's really actually quite urgent. And it continues funding for things like the FISA court and the CHIP, the Children's Health Plan.
Earlier today, Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, said the odds of a government shutdown are slim to none. The UN General Assembly voted to condemn the Trump administration's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel by a 128-9 margin. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Am I getting too fired up? Am I yelling? I don't mean to be. As you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about this stuff. I really am. And I'm thinking about this in Coming to America. When did that movie come out? 1980s. 1980s, and we need more of this nowadays from Hollywood. We really do. I said the kids watching Coming to America back in the 1980s are watching a film where they can look at a country, they can look at a place where, you know what, if you work hard, go out there and bust your butt, you know what, you can make it happen. You can do it. There's just a lot of excuses made out there. A lot of the excuses I see is people just not willing to do what it takes. I talk about this with my kids. And my kids have got a much different, not much, wrong, not much different, same values are put into place, but a different upbringing than I had. I've got grandparents that moved here from Europe. I've got my parents, and every generation getting a little bit better. Families growing, getting stronger, building up more wealth over time. And, you know, I remind my kids of the position that they're in. And listen, take it full advantage of what you have. And I ask them, what do you want? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? And honestly, one wants to be a school teacher, be a school teacher, be the best school teacher. You want to be this, you want to do all anything you want to do. And they explain to me, and one of the things my eldest son talks about a lot is he wants to play Division I sports. I said, okay, do you understand? Do you have any idea what the sacrifices that you're going to have to make to do what you want to do? Yeah, I get it. Okay, I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna point you the direction. I'm gonna tell you what you need to do. And there's those days where he's like, oh, he's got training. It's after school. He might be tired, and he's got to go to training. He's got to do the things. He'd lift weights, whatever it may be. And I don't really feel like doing it today. Well, then you're not gonna make it. You have to be willing to make those sacrifices. People don't see. You don't understand. You see somebody. The Americans see somebody that has stuff or has wealth, and they're like, oh, look at that. What, you know the backstory? You know how that person got there? You have any idea what that person went through to get to that spot? See, I'm lucky. I'm afforded a position where I get to work with people like this from all over the country. I get to work with people that are on their way up, that are going to be there someday. And I see what they do. And you know, you think about this. We've got a couple clients that have planes. I myself can't afford a plane. Maybe someday I'll get a couple clients that have planes. I know what they did and how hard they worked to get to that position. They should be looked down upon. Not to mention the fact, how do you look at somebody who has stuff and not understand the entire economy around their purchases and what they do? When I was waiting tables, did I want really wealthy people to come in and sit down at my table in the restaurant and buy lots of food and expensive drinks and all that stuff to make the bill go higher so I get a bigger tip? Damn straight I did. Let me ask you a question. You walk by a store in the mall. Are you one of those people like, I can't believe people spend that money on Gucci and this and that. What do you care what they spend? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that those people that are working in those stores that are feeding their families based upon their purchases, do you think they want them to go away? Maybe, they spend that money on that stuff. They should give it to charity. What are you talking about? Let me ask you a question. What would happen if all of the people said all of a sudden, you know what? We're not going to buy Ferraris anymore. We're going to give that money. We're going to get a regular car. We're going to give the rest to charity. What would happen to all the people? What would happen to all the mechanics that had to fix the Ferrari after 5,000 miles? They have to turn that thing in all the time. What would happen to them? What would happen to their families? There's an entire economy built around this stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. Why do you covet? Why do you envy people like this? If you want it, go out and earn it, schmuck. Go get it. Go get it. If that's what you want, go get it. You know, you make choices in life. Hey, there's a point in time in my life where I could have gone off in a direction and without a doubt, there's certain areas of the financial services industry where you can make a ton of money. You know, airplane type money. And more on the investment banking side. But I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to have a job where I was going to work hard, but I'm still going to be able to be with my family. I didn't want to be traveling all around the country. The Ferrari wasn't worth it to me. Playing catch with my son was much more valuable. All of this envy, all of this class, all of this warfare has to stop. And I'm sorry, Marco and Susan and all of the other class warfare out there, people out there. If you're going to cut people's taxes, you cut everybody's across the board. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Holiday travel is about spending time with loved ones, whether it's a vacation or a trip back home. However, often we get too caught up in the stress of the season. Here's how to reduce travel stress and put your happiness in perspective. Sean Acor, happiness expert.
Planning a holiday trip can certainly feel stressful, but it's important to remember the end goal, joy. Rather than focusing on long security line or traffic, stop and reflect upon how lucky you are to travel and how challenges make our travel stories even better. I found that one of the best ways to reduce stress on the trip is planning, by taking early steps like researching hotels and booking intelligently. I like to use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, which lets me earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend and doesn't limit my travel plans with blackout dates. That way, every vacation leads to more opportunities to travel, and that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Celebrating holidays and the new year, Sprint and Prince Royce are launching the Live Unlimited The Dreams Academy contest. Interested musicians and bands can upload a video showcasing their talents for a chance to win money and mentorship by Royce, helping turn dreams into reality. Entries must be in by December 31st. Supporters can vote for their favorite aspiring artist starting January 2nd. Prince Royce, award-winning artist and Sprint ambassador.
What's up, guys? It's Prince Royce. My friends at Sprint and I are excited to bring you the Live Unlimited Dreams Academy contest. The winner will receive $10,000 plus an in-person mentoring session with me. Make sure to enter and vote at sprint.com/dreams and share on social media using hashtags Live Unlimited and contest.
Enter at sprint.com/dreams now. No purchase necessary. Must be 18. Ends at 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2017. See contest official rules for details, including specifics on eligibility and entry requirements needed to qualify. Void where prohibited.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. The Christmas music to calm me down a little bit. I want to play another clip from the movie Coming to America. Kind of set this up. Again, you have to see the movie. You should see the movie. It's fantastic. Prince Akeem, he's being asked to come over. Then we know he's a prince to work at his boss's house. His boss is holding a party, and his boss is showing off his home, which he is rightly and extraordinarily proud of. It's a great, great scene. Have a listen.
Well, this here is my show place. I think it pretty much speaks for itself. You know something, Akeem? When I was growing up, nine of us lived in a shack no bigger than this room. And look what I have today. I only wish Mrs. McDowell could have lived to see it.
You have a fine house, sir.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, in 20 or 30 years with hard work, maybe you can have a place like this for yourself.
Right there. Work.
That would be something.
Time.
Wouldn't it?
Effort. Work, time, effort. Don't tell me it's not possible. Okay? It's as true today as it was then. It's as true today as it was then. I do a little Nietzsche. Anything the mind can believe and conceive, the body can achieve. If you want it, and if you want it bad enough, go get it. Go get it. Go make it happen. Anyway, another little side note here. I got a short segment here in regards to this tax reform and the argument out there that it's terrible. This is not gonna, it's not gonna grow the economy at all. It's not gonna do anything for the country. It's not really, really. If it's not going to benefit this country, why are all of our competitors around the globe, other countries, scrambling right now? No, they're not talking about this at all, are they?
No.
Why is it that China is looking, they're looking to put together, develop some plans to counter our tax overhaul? Europe as well. Well, what do you think is they're afraid that more investment is going to come to the United States. So they're going to have to take measures to compete. Again, competition breeds excellence. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
I wonder how you're feeling. There's ringing in. Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street. To relate to Tennessee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I had a check during the break. I was thinking that might be the case, but I wasn't sure. Do you know who wrote "Coming to America"? Was Eddie Murphy? Eddie Murphy wrote "Coming to America," and again, I think about this story and the story behind it, and the American dream, and all of this stuff, and the different class. This was almost like Milton Friedman wrote helped him in some way, shape, matter, or form. I never had a chance to meet Eddie Murphy, but if I could, I would ask him about this movie. I would. All the great roles and stuff that he has done and the great career that he has had. It's one of those movies that I constantly see on the show. Anyway, Death Spiral. Death Spiral, Obamacare. Now, I think kind of the continuing saga of healthcare here in America, and it's pretty bad right now. There was a story that went kind of went viral, Miami Herald this past week, talking about a family whose health insurance premiums went up to, what was it, almost 50 to 40-something thousand dollars a year? Yeah, 40,000 in premiums. Couple, two kids, $40,000 a year. What the left-wing loons don't tell you, they don't tell you, is that, well, people who are not getting subsidized, that means basically couples that make over $70,000 a year. If you're not getting subsidized, you are getting crushed right now. I mean, absolutely crushed. So let's just say you're a young family. Let's say you got one real breadwinner, and you've got the other member of the family is working a part-time job, and you've got a couple kids. And your health insurance is going to run you what? $15,000 to $20,000 a year. I won't go as high as 40. How hard do you think that's going to hit that family? That's going to be more than their mortgage is, just so you know. That house is going to be more than likely more than their mortgage is. Not to mention the fact that, that $15,000 policy, that's going to come with at least a $12,000 to $15,000 deductible. Here's another little tidbit that no one's telling you. Hospitals are in dire, dire straits right now. Hospitals are in dire straits right now because people with health insurance, you're insured, fantastic. Yeah, they come in, they have health insurance, but after they get the bill, they realize they can't afford to pay the bill because their deductible's too high. And people aren't paying it. People who didn't pay their bill prior to Obamacare, the government would step in and help out hospitals for non-payment. Those checks aren't going to hospitals anymore. Yeah, so hospitals are in dire, dire straits. We explained Obamacare from the get-go, exactly what was going to happen. You had Barack Obama and his band of merry men. Thinking that they could, because just by sheer will, because they're so wonderful and so great, that they could make 2 plus 2 equal 10. We told you they couldn't. Everything that's happening right now, we told you was going to happen. Funny thing is that the media somehow wants to put this on Donald Trump. This somehow Donald Trump's fault right now, that Obamacare is imploding, that premiums have gone through the roof. It's like they, all of a sudden, they just started going through the roof today. I had to get a new health insurance policy, and I was able to take advantage of the latest regulatory move by Donald Trump. He was helped, Rand Paul, remember, helped him with this, where you can get on an association plan, where they basically bring small businesses together, coupled with other small businesses to help bring the cost down. So I got a much, much better plan this year for about the same price. And my deductible's down a decent amount, but it's still not nearly as good as the insurance I had, not nearly as reasonable the insurance I had prior to Obamacare. It's just better. The reality of the situation is, people, is that the entire healthcare industry has been destroyed by government, by middlemen. It has. Too many administrators, too many go-betweens, too many mandates by the government, too many handouts, too many giveaways. Every single time that happens, the government gets involved with any industry, they will destroy it. I played this game before on the program. I want everybody to kind of close your eyes and pretend, unless, of course, you're driving. want you to pretend that you woke up. You wake up tomorrow morning and phew, there's no insurance companies anymore. They disappeared. They're all gone. Now, if that were to happen, according to certain people out there, oh my God, it'd be terrible. There's people dying in the streets, Mr. Markowski. There's going to be people dying. It's going to be awful. No, they're not. The healthcare industry would adjust fairly quickly. And they would start charging people based upon what people could afford to pay, which is basically how the world works. That's how all businesses price their product. And I've happened to meet and encounter some work with, some amazing business people. I mean, people, you know, you take a look at the electronics industry and say, wow, you know, how so many of those electronics retailers have gone out of business. There's some big ones here in New York. One in particular. Well, they've been in business for a couple generations now. How is it? I price my product based upon what people can afford to pay. Novel concept, huh? Anyway, you know what? We're going to continue this discussion. We're just going to continue to talk about education because it's the same bloody thing. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff right there at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We've never been advocates for shutting government down. We're not shutting government down. It's not. Hopefully it's not going to be shut down, and we'll see what their vote is today.
Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi earlier today saying it's all on the Republicans regarding the possibility of a government shutdown. The vote is expected to take place later today. Republican Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania says what he'd like in a new spending bill.
A little bump on the defense side, which we badly need. It's for missile defense and repairing damaged ships, for crying out loud. It's really actually quite urgent. And it continues funding for things like the FISA court and the CHIP, the Children's Health Plan.
Earlier today, Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, said the odds of a government shutdown are slim to none. The UN General Assembly voted to condemn the Trump administration's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel by a 128-9 margin. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning the family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
President Donald Trump on Wednesday celebrated Congress's final passage of the GOP tax cut bill with a White House event. The president even said it's always a lot of fun when you win. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma was asked why no Democrats voted for this bill.
A lot of the pushback has been that they wanted to be able to see tax reductions for those in the lower end, in the middle class, and to raise taxes on the wealthiest individuals, and then to raise taxes on businesses, especially on privately owned businesses, small businesses, pass-through businesses. I heard a lot of statements to say we want to cut corporate rates and we want to cut the rates on the lower class and middle class, but we don't want to. We want to raise it on the other areas to be able to offset that.
Finally, authorities say there is no evidence of a terrorist link into a car ramming attack Thursday in central Melbourne, Australia, that left 19 people injured. The driver was a 32-year-old Australian citizen with Afghan descent, but he did have a history of drug use and mental health issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Give your conservative friends a gift that will inspire and inform. The finest conservative forum in the country comes to Phoenix this March 23rd. Top names in both national and local politics will be there.